Zog de Gemara daf nun dalad amud beis the top line. Tonu rabbonon shiva dvarim mechusim bnei adam. There are seven things that are covered and hidden from people, from mankind. Eluim, yoim hamisa, and the reason is the Mashal explains because the Gemara says in Shabbos kufnun gimel shuv yoim echad lifnei misoscha. So if a person knows when his Yom Misa is, he's not going to be b'tshuva every day. If you don't know when your Yom Misa is, every day you'll be b'tshuva. So it's Dvarim HaMechusim, Yom HaMisa. V'yom HaNechama. Likewise, a Nechama, either Nechama, a person, Prati's Dik Nechama, or Nechama is referring to Mashiach, the Yom HaNechama, it's Mechusa, like this people are always mispal for Mashiach. V'oy Mekadin, Rashi says, Oy Mekadin is Haroiv Toyim Boy, Inami Oy Mekadin Osit. So we're talking about either Oy Mekadin in this world, or, meaning in a din Torah, or oimekadin vasid lovoi, it's mechusa. Ve'ein aridea ma'belibes shachavero. A person doesn't know what's in someone else's heart. So Rashi has two pshatim. Is a roiv toyim boy, the oimekadin, even the depth and what's behind the edus and what's really the intent of the person that's being made in the din Torah. The oimekadin really it's hidden. That's one pshat, or lost it lovay, the oimekadin. How a person can get punished for something, and that's an echeshmen of this and that, and all mishpatecha to haim rabba. The oimekadin is so deep, how it affects every person, how everything is oimekadin, that is something that's hidden. Likewise, ve'enim yedeyam ha'blibe shechavei, don't know what's in someone else's heart. Ve'enim yedeyam ha'bema mistaker. A person does not know what to be mistaker with. What's a good investment? How do you make a good parnosa? If everyone would make know exactly the secret of Parnosa, so then Dr. Ben Yoda, then you're not going to know, then you're not going to have people working in the other professions that don't make good Parnosa. So in order that all professions should be utilized, so mainly the B'mami Staker is not something that is known. Otherwise, other melachas will be bottle. There's not going to be any shoemakers or whatever profession that's not Mistaker. U'malchus beis David Moshe Tachzor. When is Malchus beis David coming back? U'malchus chayeves Moshe Tichle. When is that going to be over with? When is it going to cease to exist? It's totally Zebazet. Zog de Gemara. Now the Medrash Rabbah in Breishis has another thing that's mechusim from Bnei Adam. And that is when a person's wife is pregnant, you don't know if it's a zochor or a keva. And Chaim Kanievsky used to bring this Medrash when people wanted to know, should I take a sinogram to know if it's a zochor or a keva? So he said it's a dvoma mechusim. Based on the medrash, it's another thing that's mechusa. So it's remained mechusa. Now, obviously, if a person needs to take a sonogram because of health reasons and there's a question of a medical team to be there available right when the baby is born, that's a different akuda. We're talking about the zocha and the keva part. It's something that's to be remain hidden. Person doesn't know. Zog di gemara, tonu rabbonon, gimot varam ole machshov li borois. There were three things that the Eibishta were ole machshov li borois. Zog Rashi v'niskaimu. It wasn't just olu. It was tak at the end that they were nivra. V'im loy olu. And even if there wasn't, they wouldn't have been olu machshava. Dinu shiyalu. It's a din shiyalu. Zog Rashi v'im loy ken loy odem iskaim. These things are necessities. Why? Number one, alameshi yasriach. A mace should be masriach. Zog Rashi, because if not, you know what a person can do with a mace? Keep him in his farm shrank, on his cabinet. And then a person will never be the tzar will never go away. So it's masriach, so you put it in the ground, so it's forgotten. The same reason. So the same thing. It should be a person will never get over it. But the third thing, imagine tfuah is not near kav. So the people that can afford it will take all the tfuah and store it. And then it will be a raven for other people. So mele, there's no such thing, today you have refrigeration, but there's no such thing as storing and hoarding. After all, a matbea is accepted by all people. A pauper, over here it brings in the Mesoros HaShas, that a matbea sheyetze dim loikein b'mahayu aniyim mispardesin she'elam avodes sod v'kerem. A regular person has avodah sod v'kerem. He has parnosa. What if a pauper doesn't have it? Doesn't own property? He doesn't have real estate, but he has matbeis. So a matbei, if not for that, there would not have been parnosa for everyone.
When you have matbeis, it's portable.
No, that it's available. Meaning, over here they bring on the side, in the Messiah's Shah, Svarim Achem Lad Beshi Yetze, Deim Loikain, B'maho Yo'aniyim Isparnasim She'en Lem Avodis Sod V'Kerem. How would an Ani make ends meet? He doesn't have Sod V'Kerem, so he has a Matbea She Yetze, he can handle currency. There's a currency.
Years ago, they trade an apple for a pear.
He doesn't have an apple.
But if you have currency,
currency is something that's available for everyone, even if you don't own a field. That's one pshat. There's another pshat brought down that be'etzem, what's the value of a paper bill? It's nothing. It's a piece of paper. Lemaise, it has chashivas to it. If it wouldn't be a matbea she eats it, then it won't be a currency. If you have gold, that's a real commodity. But if you have something that is just a piece of paper, just because people consider it a $100 bill, so that's a matbea she eats it. That's also, if not for that, there wouldn't be a financial system. Zog the Mishnah. Mokim shenogul. Everything the Eibishter does. Everything the Eibishter does. You're right. It's not like that someone should be nirkav and masriach and meitz and all these things. But here also, Eibishter made that it should be a matbea she yetzei. Zog the Mishnah. Mokim shenogul. Next Mishnah. Mokim shenogul lasim alocha b'tisha b'av. Oisin. Really, on Tisha B'Av, it's a Zman of Avelis, but it's Avelis Yishona. It's not Mesim with Ulafonov, it's Avelis Yishona, it's a Churim Beis HaMikdosh. So there were people that were noyik to do Melocha on Tisha B'Av. Now, it might be, like it says in the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Lamed, Ein Roy Simen Brocha, but Lamais, there was a Mokim Shenogu Lasa Melocha. However, Mokim Shenogu Shaloi Lasa is, why not? Because of Hesach Hadas from the Avelis, Ein Oisin. Should make sure he's built from Malacha. You don't have to worry about Michzik Yura, Hori, I'm a Tamat Chochem, ich abadish. Nein, Av Tishbav, so jeder machen sich for a Tamat Chochem, und nicht abadin. Sog dir mal weiter. Sog dir mal, Oma Shmuel. Ein tainis Tziba bebovel, ela Tishbav bilvad. Now this means, like Rashi explains, in other places, there was a tainis tzibur that they made for atziris geshomim. And the Gemara in Tainis describes there were three different periods. They started with a tainis that just in the daytime, then it became a different tkufa when after Kislev, then it still didn't rain yet by tkufas geshomim. Then they made it even starting at night, the tainis, etc., etc. But that was not negated to Bovel. Bovel had an abundance of rain. So ain tainis tzibur, meaning this tainis tzibur that they enacted for atziris geshomim, was not relevant to Bovel. Elo tisha bov bilvad. Tisha B'Av was taka a tainis tzibur, where there's an issa malacha, where there's an issa to eat from the daytime already, meaning from the night before, from past the day, from Shkia and onward, from Beit HaShemoshes. That's only negeya Tisha B'Av in Bavel. Other places is negeya Batzias Geshomim, when you come to the third stage of the Tanesim, like the Moran Tani says. But over here, when it comes to tainis tzibur, it's only in Bavel, it's only Tisha B'Av. Zok Rashi. Ein tainis tzibur bovel hol ve ein tzichin l'kshomim im goizan al dover acher ein choyme tainis tzibur noyeg boi lechom mi boi yoim, meaning that you have to stop eating from the day before. Vili yosem l'locha v'shachum g'amurim shom. That's not relevant in bovel, only Tisha B'Av. Zog demal lemem edus ova shmul Tisha B'Av ben ha-shmosha shaloi osur. This implies that in Tisha B'Av ben ha-shmoshas, it's osur like a tainis tzibur of kshomim, where you're not allowed to do malacha from ben ha-shmoshas, you're not allowed to eat from the final tainis of the atzirat kshomim, you're not allowed to eat ready from ben ha-shmoshas the night before. So you're telling me that Tisha B'Av has that stringency, because you're saying they don't have the atzirat kshomim, they only have Tisha B'Av? L'memedus of Shmuel Tisha B'Av ben ha-shmoshas shaloi osur, v'omah Shmuel himself says, Tisha B'Av ben ha-shmoshas shaloi mutter, black and white, that it's mutter. Maybe he says Tisha B'Av is like all the Atzilus Kshomim, and all the Atzilus Kshomim, Ben Hashmoshes is Takamutter. It's only Osir at night, but Ben Hashmoshes is Takamutter. And maybe that's what it means. Tisha B'Av is like the Tainis Tzibur. It doesn't have the other Atzilus Kshomim, but it has Tisha B'Av. And all of the other Atzilus Kshomim are Takamutter, Ben Hashmoshes. Second of all, that can be. You're allowed to eat by the tainis tzibur of atzilus kshomim, you're allowed to eat me by yoyim. As I stated in tainis David Beis, the mishnah over there, you're allowed to eat me by yoyim. Limute my love, limute ben hashmoshes. So we see the onset of the tainis tzibur of atzilus kshomim start ben hashmoshes. So if Tisha B'Av is like that, that means it's also ben hashmoshes. Well, Shmuel himself says that ben hashmoshes lo is muta.
So the Gemara says, no. When we say Oichlam Mishraisim Ba'ayyam, it doesn't mean Ben Ashmashas also. But rather, Loi Lim'ute Mishach HaSheicha. When it says that you're allowed to eat in Ba'ayyam, when it comes to Tzitzis Kshomim, it means you're not allowed to eat when it turns night. Ben Ashmashas, Takamuta. And that's Taka Tishbov. Tishbov, Ben Ashmashas Muta. We don't eat Ben Ashmashas. But the Gemara right now is saying that Shmuel that said Ben Ashmashas Loi is Muta is like the Tainis Tzibur of Tzitzis Kshomim, where it's only been Mamayit Mishach HaSheicha. Zog the Gemara name M.S.A.L.A. Zog the Gemara name M.S.A.L.A. I'll talk about being a right to this aside. You're right. Ben Ashmoshes is a din of Sofik. Sofik Drabonon, you go to Kula. Atzir is Geshomim on is a tainus of Drabonon. Tishabov is a tainus of Drabonon. Sveikoi is Mutter, which means Ben Ashmoshes is Mutter. And Yom Kippur is a Sofik Drabonon. Sveikoi is also. And we're saying now that Lo'oilom Sai Tzir is Geshomim and Tishabov Ben Ashmoshes Shaloi is Mutter. That's like a Nemesiele to what we're saying now. Nemesiele, that Ben Ashmosh is Mutan Tishbov, because it says clearly, Ein Ben Tishbov Le Mekipurim, Ela says Esveka, also Esveka Mutta. That is the difference. Both of them are also Ben Ilas Asandel, Berechitza, Beachila, Vestia, Tashramita, all the Anuyim. But Ben Ashmosh, Shalai is Mutta also. It's a question of Sveka or not. So we see clear right that Ben Ashmosh is Mutta. So come on, my Sveka Mutta, La Ben Ashmosh. So that's a right to what we're saying. So come on, loy, lo oilam could be ben ashmosh shaloy is also. So what does it mean? Ein bein? Kedo omar rav shisha b'reid rav idi, lekvia de yarcha, hochanami lekvia de yarcha. Zog Rashi, kvia de yarcha? Meaning, laso shnei yomim ki mesafkelon im ovru bezdin chodesh ha'ovar ilav. When it comes to Yom Kippur, you got to make 2 days Yom Kippur. If you don't know if you're mesupik, if bezdin were you don't know what when it was Ibra Chodesh. You don't know. So then you talk have to make a suffix. That's Sveika. Sveika is also. Mashenka by Tishabov. You don't say Sveika also. But when it comes to Ben Ashmoshes, Lo Oilam can be Ben Ashmoshes Lo is also. And there's no raya to what we're saying now. So Mochanami the Kvir de Yacha. Tishabi has a cash on the bottom. Hiksha Rajba. The mashmal kvir diyache in chalukin. Only difference only kvir diyache. And kvir diyache, Tos just said, means that even in Eitz Yisrael, that if you're mistapik, mosai huk v'achodesh, kunch mahalach b'mid ba'oise beiz yomim, like all sveikah d'raisa. But the mashmal, that's the only difference. Mashmal kvir diyache in chalukin. Holochol d'vrein shovin v'yom kippurim tesefta oser. Tesefta yom kippurim is oser. It's the raisa. V'tishbav tesefta mutter. Tesefta is mutter. Tosefos is not Mehilchos Tainis. Tosefos is not Midin Tainis. So that's Taka Shovin in the Dine Tainis. That's the only difference. Kriya Diyacha. Zok Dugma Dorash Rova. Ubroi so menikos mis anis mashlimois boi kederch mis anis mashlimos b'yom kippurim. And uberes and menikos mashlim the Tainis on Tishabov, just like they do on Yom Kippur. Ubein Ashmoshe shaloi oser. Black and white. Ben Ashmoshes of Tishabov is also. V'chein om mishved Rabbi Yochanan that Ben Ashmoshes shaloi is also. Frag the Gemara, is that correct that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion Ben Ashmoshes of Tishabov is also? Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan achi, v'omer Rabbi Yochanan Tishabov ain't a ketainis tibur. Tishabov is not like a ketainis tibur, meaning that here's geshom in the ketainis. My love le Ben Ashmoshes, meaning that Tishabov is unlike tainis tibur. Tainis tibur Ben Ashmoshes shaloi is also, and Tishabov Ben Ashmosh Shaloi is Mutter. So how could you say that Rabbi Yochanan holds like that also, that Ben Ashmosh Shaloi is also, it says clearly Tishbav is not like a Tainis Tibur, is Masha Ben Ashmosh Shaloi is Mutter? So no, when we say it's not like a Tainis Tibur, Loi le Melocha, meaning that by Tainis Tibur, Melocha is Osir, and by Tishbav, Melocha is Mutter in a place that Inog Lasa Melocha, that's the Mishnah. Obviously in a place, Memokim Shinog Shaloi Lasa is, that's something else. But Memokim Shinog Lasa is, Tishba Malocha is more lenient, Avelis Hashanah, then it comes to a tiny Tzibba Vatzirz Kishom when it comes to Malocha. Zog Gemara, for that you need to tell me this. Malocha Tanino, it says in Perish Mishnah. Mokim Shinog Lassim Malocha, B'tishba V'oisin. Uvamokim Shinog Shaloi Lassim, Ein Oisin. Vafil Rashbag Loi Omer that says that a person should abstain, he should make himself a Tamat Chochem, Loi Omer Ela Dechi Yosef Loi Ovid, Loi Michse Ki Yuga. That means if a person sits idle, it doesn't look like Gaiva. Ava Mesa Loi Osar. But Avadi agrees that there's no Issa Malocha. He just says, there's no Michse Ki Yuga when you're a Tamat Chochem, or make yourself a Tamat Chochem, and be Yosha Bottle. But Avadi is no Issa. So we know that Tisha B'Av is not Osar B'Malocha, that B'Mokim Shinoigin Lassus is no Issa. Clearly there's no Issa. Zog the Mogha Elamai ain't a Ketanis Tzibur. What does it mean? Tishbav is not like a Ketanis Tzibur. Letfilas Ne'ila. A new din. There was a minig that just like we have Ne'ila on Yom Kippurim, they said Ne'ila by a Ketanis Tzibur of Atzir's Geshomim.
And that Tisha B'Av does not have. Tisha B'Av does not have this tefillah of Ne'ilah. Zok the Gemara, what do you mean? If that's what Rabbi Yechanan is saying, that the difference is like Ne'ilah, V'omer Rabbi Yechanan himself says in Gemara Brachas, U'levai she'ispal odom v'hoylech kol hayom kuloy, that a person can always make a tefillah Nedava. So why shouldn't it be a tefillah Ne'ilah? If you can always mispal kol hayom kuloy, why should it not be a tefillah Ne'ilah? On Tisha B'Av. Now Tosfos right away says, on the bottom, Tosfos, Afakav the Rabbi Yechanan, Ari Davka Besofik lo yispalel. If a person is mesupik, on that Rabbi Yechanan says, make a tefillah nedava, halavai yispalel kol yoyim kuloy. Avavadi yispalel osel lispalel kemuch b'mishem esu. So then what are we saying over here, that levai yispalel, that to be a tefillah ne'ilah? That's not negated to the dinner of Rabbi Yechanan of sveikos, that we say levai yispalel on kol kuloy. So again, so the Gemara says, elamayinik tanit tzibur le tefillah ne'ilah. V'omer Rabbi Yechanan levai yispalel on v'hoylech kol yoyim kuloy. Zok the Gemara, the difference is hosam choiva hocha reshus, and that's not the difference. By a tainis tzibur, it's a choiva. Masha enkein over here, it's only reshus. Levayish is balam kuloi. It's not a choiva. V'iboy say my enek tainis tzibur. What does it mean that Tishvav is not like a tainis tzibur? Le eschim v'arbo. We have shmoyne esrei, 18 brachas in shmoyne esrei. On a tainis tzibur, the Gemara in tainis says, the Mishnah says there was 24 brachas. That is what it means. It's not like a tainis tzibur. Rapop omar mayenek tanis tzibur einoi kori shoynois ela kachoynois vasura. Meaning, there was three stages. When it didn't start raining, Cheshvan, Kislev, there was different enactments of the different stages. So the first stage, it was takamuta ben ashmoshes, ben the melocha, and all the other things of achil and shtia. In the third stage, it was also even ben ashmoshes. So what it means, Tisha B'Av is not like a tanis tzibur, meaning it's not like the rishoynois, where it's muta ben ashmoshes, but elakachonis vasuga, and it's tak also ben ashmoshes. So Tishma at the end is not katanis tibu, meaning like the first stage, but like the third stage, where it's tak also ben ashmoshes.
The first stage, they don't fast.
No, the first stage, they fasted, but only by daytime. The third stage, they fasted, even ben ashmoshes was also.
So
ain't a katanis tibu, meaning it's not like the first stage of tanis tibu, it's rather like the third stage.
The first stage, don't forgive us the ben ashmoshes, the whole night they don't fast.
So look at Rashi, the first line, the first word line. Hori komar, eine kesholosh rishoyne shemuta ben ashmosha shalhen, ketnambu betaynes oichlin vishoyse mishcha sheicha, ela kachroynes etnambu oichlin vishoyse mi ba'odyoim. There was a stage of the first three where it was iser belailo, but not ben ashmoshas. But rather the next stage, where it's oichlin vishoyse mi ba'odyoim, where you can't even eat ben ashmoshas. Fegma akasha meisvei. The whole difference is Svekoi. So we see clearly it's you're saying it's like the Achronis, like the final stage in Tanis Tzibur, like Shomim, Atzil Shomim, that it's also Ben Ashmoshes. Here it says it's not like Yom Kippur, meaning that's Svekoi, meaning Ben Ashmoshes Mutter. Om Rav Shishi B'Gedav, we did the same test like before. Loi L'Kvi Yadiyach. But Oilam Ben Ashmoshes Loi is Taka Osa. Holochol Dvorim Zeviz Eshovin. For every other thing, it's Taka Shovin, they're equal one to another. So the mom is here. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, Oslo lo Adam sheyoshit etzboy b'mayim b'tisha b'av. There's iser rechitza on Yom Kippur, but not just iser rechitza like an ovel, because an ovel is allowed to go pon of yadav ragla b'tzoynin. On Tisha B'Av, you can't even put your finger in water, like Yom Kippur. So the mom also lo Adam sheyoshit etzboy b'mayim b'tisha b'av kidech Oslo sheyoshit etzboy b'yom Kippurim. And as you do it, the Biskarov says that the vart is because Tisha B'Av has two dinim, a din Avelis and a din Tainis. Mehilchas Avelis, takan oval is muta betzoinen, pon of yod v'raglov. Masha enkin mehilchas Tainis, it's takan also even loyche that's boy. And that's what it means. Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur. Mehilchas Tainis, a boy. It's more common than a regular oval. An oval's not a go pon of yod v'raglov betzoinen. Here it's osa filo that's boy, loyche b'mayim, because mehilchas Tainis, a boy. Not just mehilchas Avelis, a boy. The whole dimitin Tisha B'Av and Tanis Tzibur of Atzis Shomim is Atzis Malacha. B'makim Shenagu, meaning B'makim Shenagu on Tisha B'Av it's Mutter, like the Mishnah says. Hol Chol Divrein Zev is a Shovin. V'ilu Gabi Tanis Tzibur Tanik Shomru Also Bechitza Lo Omru Ela Kol Gufoi. It's clearly that Kol Gufoi is also Avapon of Yodav Raglav is Mutter by Tanis Tzibur, meaning by Atzis Shomim. Zok the Gemara Omra Popa Dafnun Hey. Tana kuli kuli katani. Meaning, we're not coming to say that the kulis
of Tanis Tzibur apply to Tisha B'Av. It just means that the chumras of them apply. Legabe Melacha, it applies by Tisha B'Av. But when it comes to Tisha B'Av, afilu lahoshid yodav b'mayim istaka osa like Yom Kippurim. We'll stop over here to top it on.